Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Well, I hope they gave you other information because I misplaced the page I was looking at. But I saw a charge on there I didn't recognize, and they told me it was something I've never heard of, and so I wanted to contest it, but I don't know how it could have got there, so I feel like my card's at risk. I can give you my card number, and the bag that it says something called a Texaco bag of 6736. I have no idea what that is, but apparently that was the one I'm talking about. So what do you need from me?
Your first and last name?
Patricia Morell, M-U-R-R-E-L-L. Go lay down, baby.
Yes, and what was your mailing address?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Your mailing address?
My what?
Mailing address.
My address, 187 West 19th Street, Alton, Illinois, 62002.
Yes, I do see there is the order that was placed for the tactical bag. It looks like that was delivered on March 14th at 12:58 by the U.S. Postal Service. And you don't recall placing that order or receiving that order?
Yeah, I have no idea what it is. It doesn't sound even vaguely familiar.
And you don't recall doing that shipping and handling for $7.95?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you recall if you did the shipping and handling for $7.95, or if anyone in your household could have authorized that?
I don't know. I laid down the sheet that I had, but it only had a total on it of 60-something, and it wasn't anything I recognized, and that's when I was trying to follow up on it. I don't know what it is.
Yes, and do you recall if you did any, are you familiar with the email address mothersource@gmail.com?
Yes, that is my email.
Yes, and it does look like that was ordered underneath that email address. Give me one moment.
It looks like what? I didn't catch that.
It looks like it was ordered underneath that email address, themothersource@gmail.com, as well as the phone number 618-462-4051.
That is my information. What is that company? Like I said, she said it was some kind of an outside bag, and that makes no sense to me at all.
Yes, and if you don't recall placing that order for the tactical bag or doing the shipping and handling for it, we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That cancellation stops any future billings, and we can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud.
Okay, yeah, I just don't understand what that could possibly be.
Yes, and we do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We'll open an investigation. We do track the IP address down to the device and location where the order was placed and prosecute whoever has placed that order. So we do have to verify. We do have to verify it was not placed by you or anyone in your household.
Yeah, there's no. I live alone. I don't live with anybody, and that's why I was trying to find out if it was something maybe I just didn't recognize, but they said something like an outside bag or something. That makes no sense at all. So will you be contacting the company and then find out what it is? Or?
Yeah, so this would be the number to call. We are customer support for that company. However, we can go ahead and submit the claim for fraud. The investigation takes about 24 hours. Once the investigation is concluded, a refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, so then you'll get back to me on it.
So the refund gets posted automatically. However, if you would like, you can call back in 24 hours to check the status.
Okay. Fuck.
Hello? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Mm-hmm.